more productive, more clearly our own. As I believe these ideas require reflection, percolation through the layers of our accumulated resistance to change, I strongly recommend that the book not be read straight through, but a chapter a day. Only a disciplined reading allows the ideas to percolate to our soul. To that end, the chapters have been kept short and to the point. Reading one chapter per day allows greater absorption than surfing through the whole permits. It is my hope that this book will be a tool for each of us to recover respect for that which abides deeply within. As we do, we will not be spared disappointment or suffering, but we will know the depth and dignity of an authentic journey, of being a real player in our brief moment on this turning planet, and our life will become more interesting to us, taking us deeper than ever before. Only then are we on the journey of the soul. As the Danish theologian Kierkegaard observed, merchant mariners get their sailing orders in the safe harbor. Men of war open their instructions on the high seas. Whether you know it or not, you are on the high seas of the soul, and have been so for a long time. It is time to open our instructions, set a new course, turn and tack into the wind, and sail onward, with the destination unfolding as we move. James Hollis, Washington, D.C. Chapter 1. The Choice is Yours. We are flung from the amniotic sea into this life, tied to matter, to gravity, to mortality. A fire burns in each of us, a tungsten intensity that flares and flames a while and then departs, from whence and whither to remain mysteries. And who we are on this planet, and for what purpose, remains a mystery as well. Although the world is full of people who will tell you who you are, what you are, and what you are to do and not to do, they wander amid their unaddressed confusion, fear, and need for consensual belief to still their own anxious journey. Whether you show up as you in this brief transit we call life, or are defined by history, or context, or shrill partisan urgency, substantially depends on you. No greater difficulty may be found than living this journey as mindfully, as accountably as we can, but no greater task brings more dignity and purpose to our lives. Swimming in this milky sea of mystery, we long to make sense of things, figure out who we are, whither bound, and to what end, while the eons roll on in their mindless ways. It falls then to us to make sense of this journey. So what could be more obvious than point one? The choice is ours. And yet, is it? We survive in this life by adaptation. We learn from our world, families of origin, popular culture, world events, religious training, and many other sources, who we are, what is acceptable, what is not, and how we have to behave, perform, in order to fit in, gain approval from others, and prosper in this world into which we were thrust. Historically, all cultures have claimed that their values, their institutions, their marching orders come from the gods, sacrosanct scriptures, and venerated institutions. These givens are laden with presumptive powers and punitive sanctions for transgressions of any kind. A child raised today in the world of virtual reality and video games is just as susceptible to these acculturating and directive images. We become too often a servant of our environment, given our need to fit in, receive the approval of others, stay out of harm's way. When I was a child in the 1940s, for example, there were pretty clear social definitions of gender, of social and economic class, of racial, ethnic, religious identity, and defined acceptable choices. To deviate from these prescriptive templates was to trigger sanctions of enormous proportion. The most common socializing sentence my contemporaries and I heard was, "What would people think?" A familiar proverb in Japan declares, "It is the protruding nail that gets hammered." In the face of such sanctioning power, what child does not begin to adopt the prejudices of his family and tribe, fear the alien values of others, and stick close to home in almost every way? Since the 1940s and 50s, all of those categories, reportedly created by the gods themselves, have been deconstructed.